I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all hearing, all knowing from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi channel, welcome to another silsila, Reality of Shaitan. And today, the topic we bring you is Ghaus-e-Azam and Shaitan. The kings of all walis, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Hazur Ghaus-e-Azam and Shaitan. Before we talk about our topic, let's listen to a fazila, a blessing of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Sa'd bin Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that on one occasion, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appeared, Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu stepped forward and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Signs of happiness are apparent on your blessed face today. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, recently Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whomsoever recites durood upon you, Allah azza wa jal will write 10 good deeds for him, forgive 10 of his sins and raise his status by 10. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi channel, imagine how happy the Prophet ﷺ feels when he knows that his ummatis have been forgiven, their ranks have been increased. By which action? By reciting durood upon the Prophet ﷺ, by reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet ﷺ. To make the Prophet ﷺ feel happy, recite durood upon the Prophet ﷺ in abundance. And inshallah, we will wrap up all these blessings, we will gain all these benefits as well as keeping the Prophet ﷺ happy. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi channel, today our topic is Ghaus-e-Azam and Shaitan. Hazur Ghaus-e-Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, our Murshid-e-Pak, the great Wali of Baghdad, the great Sheikh of Baghdad, Hazur Ghaus-e-Azam, Rahmatullah alayhi, how his life was, how he was a great Wali of Allah, a pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Iblis, Shaitan, the accursed, the devil, he did not even stop to try to attack Hazur Ghaus-e-Azam, Rahmatullah alayhi. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi channel, today we will learn about Ghaus-e-Azam and how he defeated Shaitan. How Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, the Wali of Baghdad, defeated Shaitan. And the pious people of Allah have always been successful in defeating the devil, in defeating Iblis. And keep in mind, the pious people of Allah, those people who are great in rank, their piety is such that Shaitan cannot misguide them. They are protected from the misguidance of Shaitan, like Hazur Ghaus-e-Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani was. It's also that the company of these pious people are the mean of keeping ourselves saved from Shaitan, keeping yourself connected with the pious people of Allah. Alhamdulillah, the Qadiri Silsila, that Silsila, the Silsila of Amil Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, leads back and connects you with Hazur Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi. Inshallah, by connecting to this Silsila, inshallah, we'll be able to save ourselves, protect ourselves from Iblis, from Shaitan and his attack. And also, where there is a remembrance of the pious people of Allah, the mercy of Allah also descends upon that gathering. Inshallah, today we are going to be talking about Hazur Ghaus-e-Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, and inshallah, we will be learning how Hazur Ghaus-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah alayhi, protected himself from Shaitan, from the attacks of Shaitan. And these attacks of Shaitan on Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani was not one attack. Time to time to time, Iblis, the devil, Shaitan, tried to attack Hazur Ghaus-e-Azam, Rahmatullah alayhi, and our Murshid-e-Pak, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, defeated the attacks of Shaitan. The great Sheikh of Baghdad, Hazur Ghaus-e-Azam, Rahmatullah alayhi, says that once he was traveling in the jungles of Baghdad, and he had nothing to eat. He remained hungry for days, passed by, had nothing to eat, nothing to drink. He became very thirsty, no water was about. A cloud appeared. From that cloud, a light appeared, and a voice started to echo from that light. Oh, Abdul Qadir, I've made all unlawful things lawful for you. I am your sustainer. I am your Rabb. Hazur Ghousi Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, realized that this was shaitan, this was Iblis. Hazur Ghousi Azam, Rahmatullah Alayhi, says, straight away, I recited, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem. Then after this, that light transformed into darkness. And then shaitan appeared, Iblis appeared. He said, oh Abdul Qadir, your knowledge has saved you. My Murshid Pak, Hazur Ghousi Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullah Alayh, he realized that this was another attack of shaitan. He said to shaitan, oh curse, my knowledge did not save me, but the mercy of my Lord, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal saved me. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi channel, this was Hazur Ghousi Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, how he was protected from the tricks of shaitan. Look at these attacks of shaitan. Today we get whispers in our minds and we think that shaitan is not leaving us alone. But look how shaitan came to Hazur Ghousi Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, appearing in a form of light, saying that, oh, I am your sustainer, I am your Rabb, and that I have made all unlawful things lawful for you. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi channel, these were the attacks of shaitan. This is how Iblis, shaitan, the accursed, attacked Hazur Ghousi Azam. That he was coming and try to divert the Sheikh of Baghdad, Hazur Ghousi Azam, that he has made all unlawful things lawful for you. My dear Islam brothers, keep this in mind, that these are attacks of shaitan. Never that the things which are unlawful in Sharia, the things which are haram in Sharia, they will always stay haram. Never rely upon your knowledge. Always rely upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The door of the people of the truth, the door of Dawat Islami, the door of the Ahl-e Sunnah, and continue holding on to this door, inshallah, azawajal. And inshallah, this will be a means of entering into Jannah. Rather than wandering here and there, they know people's tricks and they try to study and learn other people's aqaid, other people's beliefs, and they find themselves be misguided. If a little thought gets trapped in the mind or the heart, a person can lose his belief like this. So my dear Islam brothers, save yourself from these types of tricks of shaitan, thinking that you know it all. It is always the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that saves you. And Alhamdulillah, our Shaykh Tariqat, Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Ulaliya, you'll find him, he is always humbling himself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he's made an error, he turns back from that word which he's mentioned, whatever he has said, and he says that I have made this little mistake, I do ruju from it, I turn back from this mistake. This is how the pious people of Allah are, my dear Islam brothers. They rely on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to be connected to those people who have their spiritual light, the light of guidance, and connect to them people, those people who are on the teaching of the Quran, those people who are on the teaching of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, the spiritual people will never go against the Sharia. They will never go against the Sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So hold tight to those type of spiritual people. And in our time, the spiritual guide is Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Ulaliya. Inshallah Azzawajal, keep connected to this spiritual guide, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Ulaliya. We'll be able to save ourselves from the tricks of shaitan, inshallah. Another occasion, shaitan tried to misguide Hazur Ghousi Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, that Hazur Ghousi Azam radiallahu ta'ala, he was delivering a speech in a gathering in his madrasa. A big snake, it fell from the roof and it wrapped itself around Hazur Ghousi Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. This snake went into the clothes of Hazur Ghousi Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, and going around the neck of Hazur Ghousi Azam, Rahmatullah Alayh. And Hazur Ghousi Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, he never moved, he never feared, he never went into the state of fear. Rather, he continued with his bayan, he continued with his speech. And then this snake, it jumped off Hazur Ghousi Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, and he stood on his tail. And it said to Hazur Ghousi Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, oh Abdul Qadir, I tested many great awliyas before you, but they were not able to be steadfast. But, oh Abdul Qadir, I find you steadfast upon the deen. I find you steadfast, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi channel. Just think for a moment, if a snake came and wrapped itself around us, What would will be our state? What will be the state of the public? What will be, how will people able to cope? We will probably die in the state of fear. But this was uniqueness with the pious people of Allah, the awliya Allah. They do not fear snakes. They do not fear these types of scary objects and scary things. But they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of the worldly things are taken out of their heart. They do not fear anything else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear Islam brothers. It's also mentioned, Hazur Ghousi Azam rahmatullah alayhi, he says that one day he was offering salah in the Jamia Masjid Mansur. A snake came and he opened its mouth in the place where Hazur Ghousi Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani was about to perform sajda. So the snake has come and he opens his mouth in the place of sajda. Just imagine this, my dear Islam brothers and viewers, that you are about to do sajda and there's a snake in front of you with his mouth open. Were you able to do sajda? But this was our Murshid-e-Pak, the great Sheikh of Baghdad, Hazur Ghousi-Azam, Rahmatullah Alayhi, that this snake is open his mouth in front of the place of sajda. Hazur Ghousi-Azam, Rahmatullah Alayhi, it moves the snakes away. He performs his sajda. Like this, Hazur Ghousi-Azam, he's performing his namaz. The snake, it wraps itself around Hazur Ghousi Azam, Rahmatullah Alayhi. It goes into one sleeve, it comes out the other sleeve, it goes around the neck of Hazur Ghousi Azam, Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hazur Ghousi Azam, radiallahu ta'ala, he takes no notice of this snake. And then, after Hazur Ghousi Azam completes his namaz, the snake disappears. The next day, a big-eyed person sat in front of Hazur Ghousi Azam. This was a jinn. And this jinn, it said that I was that snake when you were performing that namaz. I was the one who was trying to misguide you. Like this, I misguided many pious people of Allah, many of the friends of Allah, but I could not misguide you. He was a Hasni and Husseini from one side of the family. He was from Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The other side of the family was from Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we know the stories of the Hazur Ghousi Azam, the life of Hazur Ghousi Azam, the story of the parents of Hazur Ghousi Azam, that about the waqia of that one apple which the father of Hazur Ghousi Azam, he ate and he came to ask forgiveness from the owner that he took the apple without permission. And then the mother of Hazur Ghousi Azam, she was that great pious woman that she had never seen. She had never seen a non-mahram. She had never looked at haram. She had never touched haram. She had never spoke haram. If this was the state of the mother and the father of Hazur Ghousi Azam, then indeed the child would be Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Hazur Ghousi Azam, Rahmatullah Alayhi. So my dear Islam brothers, this was the life of Hazur Ghousi Azam, the piety of Hazur Ghousi Azam, the piety of the family of Hazur Ghousi Azam. And people like this, people like Hazur Ghousi Azam, shaitan can never come in the ways of the walis of Allah like this. My dear Islam brothers, have belief in the pious people of Allah. Believe and connect yourself with the awliya. When you get an opportunity to go to the tombs, the graves of the pious people of Allah, and make them a wasila in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a means of our forgiveness, a means of our protection, a means of us being saved from the tricks of shaitan, from the deceiving of shaitan. And inshallah, by the blessings of these pious people, we'll able to be protected and saved from the tricks of shaitan. Hazur Ghousi Azam, Rahmatullah Alayhi, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, he was such a great wali of Allah that many years he spent in the jungles of Baghdad. It's mentioned 25 years he stands in the jungles of Baghdad. Like this, my dear Islam brothers, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani has mentioned that he left into the jungles of Baghdad and he spent many days in the jungles of the, like this, a year passed by. In that whole year, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, he says that he spent one whole year without drinking anything, just surviving and eating. And the next year, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, he never ate nothing, but he only drank. And like this, he only survived on water. And the third year, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullah Alayhi, he neither ate anything, he neither drank anything. This was the maqam of Hazur Ghousi Azam, Rahmatullah Alayhi. My dear Islamic brothers, these are the maqams of the pious people of Allah. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani spent 25 years in the jungles of Baghdad. He survived of eating leaves of trees, and he survived on hunger. He had such great level of spirituality. Maybe this attack of shaitan might come. How is it possible that for a person not to able to eat, a person surviving without eating and drinking to stay alive? My dear Islamic brothers, whoever Allah wants to protect, He protects, and He protects His pious people of Allah. Many great walis of Allah would go pass by with days and nights, many days, many nights without eating, without drinking. You'll find regarding these great pious people of Allah, they spend their days without eating, they spend their nights without the eating. And if you look at the blessed court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam also adopted intentional hunger. The Prophet ﷺ would go out without days of food, without days of drinking. My dear Islamic brothers, the Prophet ﷺ, they would live such a lifestyle. Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, he did not have a house to live in. He did not have anything. All he had was a bowl which he would drink water. When he saw someone drinking with his own hands, Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, he let that bowl go, being that this was part of the world, part of the dunya. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam would drink using his hands. My dear Islam brothers, these were the mojizas of the Prophets alayhi salam, and these were the karamats of the awliya Allah, the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they were able to go without hunger, go without food. This was one of the miracles of Hazur Ghosi Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. How Hazur Ghosi Azam, rahmatullah alayhi, he killed his desires, he killed his nafs. It's mentioned on a very cold night, Hazur Ghosi Azam, rahmatullah alayhi, he went to sleep, ghusl became fard upon him. He got up, he performed ghusl on this very cold night. And again he went to sleep, ghusl became fard upon him again. Again he got up on this very cold night, he did ghusl. 40 times in one night, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah alayhi, performed ghusl. My dear Islamic brothers, these were the lives of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the way, the actions. And this is how they killed their desires, they killed their nafs. And like this, when they killed their desires, they killed their nafs, they destroyed shaitan. They destroyed the tricks of shaitan. They destroyed the ways of shaitan. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us connected with the pious people of Allah. Make us realize the great status of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep us connected to these pious people of Allah. My dear Islam brothers, continue watching these silsilas on Madani channel, inshallah, learning the lives of the pious people of Allah azza wa jal. Continue watching Sheikh Tariqat Amil-e Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu Mulaliya every Saturdays in his Madani Muzakara. Inshallah, we will learn about ruhaniyat, of the spirituality of the pious people and the lives of the pious people, and how to keep ourselves protected from shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the tricks of shaitan, save us from the tricks of iblis, save us from the tricks of this devil, the accursed, and keep us connected with the pious people of Allah, and keep our iman safe, and give us death in the state of iman, in the blessed lands, in the blessed city of Madinatul Manawara, where you'll be in Jannatul Baqi, maybe in neighbor the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala sallam.
I seek refuge in Allah, I seek refuge in Allah, the all hearing, all knowing, from Satan.